This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Logan Parker, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This is part four of, and the final portion of, the hunt for the red-breasted merganser. After being unexpectedly swept across Moosehead's Northwest Cove by strong winds and struggling southwards on the opposing shore, I was prepared to start my voyage across the waters by paddling out to Sebumik Island. Passing through a few hundred feet of choppy lake water, I quickly slipped behind the island where the water surface was relatively smooth. I paddled towards the southernmost point of the southernmost island, from which I planned to make my crossing as soon as the winds would permit. Rounding a bend, I carefully picked a path through the stony waters and searched for a sheltered vantage from which I could wait and scan for lake birds. Two birds hauled out and resting on a sunny boulder caught my attention. A pair of common merganser hens. They untucked their bills, dropped into the water, and then took flight south. I watched them disappear before turning my kayak into a narrow, sheltered bay between the main island and two smaller ledges. Just as I began to settle in, I spotted movement ahead, and so pushed myself forward with a few gentle strokes for a better look. Another merganser hen. Indeed it was, but not a common merganser. This bird was more slender, thinner build, and lacked the conspicuous white chin patch of that species. At long last, I had located another, quite possibly the same, red-breasted merganser in Moosehead Lake. Within an instant, she had darted back around a rock for cover. But unlike every other merganser I'd seen that day, she did not fly away. I quickly readied my camera in anxious anticipation that she might round the island and come back into view. Creeping forward with gentle strokes, I worked my way around the sloping rock, only to get hung up on a pebbly strand beneath the surface. I struggled loose and slid around the boulder island where I had seen her moments ago, finding the small channel now empty. Venturing out past the southern end of the island put me back into the wind, but I quickly rounded back into the lee. As I bobbed in the choppy water, I spotted the hen, and she wasn't alone. Six downy young birds streamed behind her as she headed east. I could now confidently say that, yes, red-breasted mergansers do breed on Moosehead Lake. Now I just needed to collect the evidence needed to support my observations. We were 50 feet or so distant when I readied my camera. At that very moment, the hen plunged out of sight. Her brood sounded off in a chorus of chirping peep calls and circled about in search of their mother. To my surprise, the group streamed right towards me and passed so near that I nearly could have reached out to touch one. Instead, I took several photographs as they settled into a pocket of still water between two rocks. Not wanting to cause any more distress than my presence had already created, I moved back east around the larger island. As luck would have it, the hen resurfaced only a short distance away, where she was well lit in the evening light. She dove below the surface once more, resurfaced, and then flew back around the point towards her young. All the while, the winds wound down and the open waters off the southern end of the island smoothed. The time to cross had at last arrived. Keeping a wide berth, I passed back around the south end of the island and briefly observed the now reunited family sheltered beneath some overhanging vegetation. With a few heavy strokes, I was out from the protection of Sebumik Island and gliding with relative ease towards the outflow of Williams Brook, buoyant with the effort's fulfilling conclusion. I reached the launch site after 8 o'clock and was headed homeward, exhausted, but now grateful for the misadventure. In many ways, this persistent search for red-breasted mergansers was the perfect bookend for my 5 years of work gathering breeding observations for the project, over the course of which I had honed a great many field skills and gained ample experience strategizing, troubleshooting, and improvising. And while I cherish all the personal growth made over the course of this effort, I can only assume so much credit, good fortune having always played a significant role. Field observations often result from the convergence of several variables, most outside of the observer's control. All we can do is interpret the information at our disposal to try to put ourselves in the right place at the right time to observe something of value.
was Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.